Welcome to Shift to Tomorrow. Now is the moment leaders throughout distribution must lift our eyes, look towards the horizon, and shift our lens from merely making it through this unprecedented uncertainty to coming out stronger on the other side. This is your moment. Are you ready? You can create your future. You own your tomorrow. And your journey of shifting to tomorrow begins now with your host, Dirk Beveridge.
Welcome to episode 13 of Shift to Tomorrow. I'm Dirk Beveridge, your host, and I'm absolutely thrilled and excited that you continue to come back for these, just what I believe are inspiring and insightful conversations that are helping us all raise our eyes towards that horizon and shifting ourselves and our businesses to tomorrow as we, you know, work through this season of COVID that we are in. Today, I'm excited to introduce you to Ranga Bodla, the Vice President of Field Engagement and Marketing with NetSuite. And today we're gonna talk about the new reality, adapting business models to business resilience. You know, when COVID unleashed itself upon the world, all of our businesses had to pivot, and we had to pivot immediately. Processes, business models, and technology that were working up to this point were no longer sufficient. So now is a time of forced experimentation where businesses have the imperative and the opportunity to explore and to innovate. And everything that we've tried in 2020 and that we're going to try and experiment in 2021 isn't going to work. But others that come out of these experiments will endure and provide an opportunity to enhance the value delivered over time. These are the types of things that Ranga and I have a great conversation on. I'll leave you be and I'll let you jump in to the conversation. Enjoy, get your pen and paper out, and I hope it sparks some ideas for you. Here's me and Ranga.
Ranga, hello, sir.
Hey, Dirk. How you doing?
Oh, man, I don't know if you know this or not, but I just love this stuff.
I would have if somebody had asked, and even if I wasn't part of this, I would have said, you know, Dirk loves this stuff. Keeps him energized. It keeps him going. So
I do, man, and I absolutely learn all the time. So Ranga, hey, thanks for being with us. Let me give a fair introduction to you, if you don't mind. All right. So everybody, sure. I'd love to introduce you to my good friend, Ranga Bodla, who's the VP of Field Engagement and Marketing for NetSuite, which is a global business unit at Oracle. And Ranga and I have been working together. We are so damn like-minded. We've been working together for 8 years now, Ranga, in different ways to support the distribution segment. And I appreciate all that you do and all that we've done together and all that we're going to continue to do together. You know, I went through some things today, Ranga, and I was looking at some things, and I went all the way back to maybe the first Unleash that you went to, and I found this poster coming out of the Innovation Summit where I asked you to put a manifesto statement on there, and yours was total domination. Right? We didn't plan on this. So, and this is probably 8 years old. When you see those words, total domination today, what comes to your mind, bud?
Total domination. You know, it's funny. When I don't know if you remember this, Dirk, but when we first met, we first started working together. So I've been at NetSuite almost a decade now, which is kind of crazy. I look around and, you know, I talk to a lot of my colleagues. I'm kind of one of the grizzled old veterans, but when I started at NetSuite, so I was in California. I don't know if you remember that, but we were communicating. I was in California. And I think, in fact, when that picture was taken as well as when that first Unleashed, that was, I was still out in California. And, you know, we were in a growth mode. We're still in a growth mode, but, you know, I feel like it was a slightly different mode of where we were in our growth journey as a company and an organization that was pre-Oracle and pre the acquisition. And, you know, that total domination statement was really all about how are we going to take the market and how are we going to bring what we have to customers and folks. And, you know, of course we want to continue that. And, you know, we're doing it now as part of Oracle, but you know, I think
what I need to do is get that poster of you out so that Evan and Larry all see it, right? Because it was your commitment to total domination that brought NetSuite and Oracle together because of what you created in the market.
I have to think so, right? Of course.
Right on. So Raga, let's get into this if you don't mind. I'm really excited. You know, when I think about you, when I think about your team, when I think about the closeness to distribution that you and your team have and digital transformation and all that, I really think, you know, you have a different lens of business models, different business model than others. That's why I'm really excited for this. So what do you see? How are companies adapting their business model based on this current environment right now? What are you seeing, Bud?
Well, you know, it's funny, Dirk, when we first started chatting, you know, one of the concepts that one of the reasons I think you and I related so well was this concept that, you know, the best ideas are not going to come from your own industry, but looking at what other industries are doing. And one of the things that I actually love about my job, and the thing I love about the organization is seeing all these different industries and how these different industries are working together and how they do things differently and how one organization, you know, say a distributor, can look to a manufacturer, can look to a retailer, could even look to a software services company in the NetSuite ecosystem and learn from them and understand what they're doing and how they can adapt to their business. So when you, you know, you talk about how our company's adapting, I think what we're seeing is a lot of ideas that, you know, you started to see in pockets in distribution, for example, where there's more of a movement towards, you know, not more of a movement, there is, it's just kind of a forced function, right? They can't just open their doors. People come in and behind the counter. By the way, is my audio okay? You can hear me?
Yeah, you're okay.
Everything's good?
You're good.
Okay, good. You know, this notion, it's unfortunately, right, this lockdown has forced every company to either, you know, move online in some way, form or fashion, in order to get product out there, because there's really no other way in which to operate. And so, you know, that's what I'm saying, you know, how are companies adapting? I mean, there's a couple things that I, you know, seeing in pockets. One example, forget the traditional side of the business, the traditional just selling product. One thing as an example is remote selling. So every distributor that's out there that wants, and other businesses as well, but, you know, let's just talk about distribution, but this notion of your sales force now is, they're going to have to work from home in order to do their business, right? And this notion of remote selling, how do you enable that remote selling? How do they make sure that everyone can still connect? How do they keep each other accountable? And then figure out how to get product or services to companies. So obviously that's number one is this remote selling. So I think, you know, a lot of companies aren't just saying, okay, we can't do anything, we're going to shut the door. They can't afford to do that. So they're all moving towards that. And, you know, we've talked to a number of companies that have, you know, they may have had people come in on Mondays or Fridays to do a checkpoint. I was going to say touch base and checkpoint. And I think I mixed those two up, but, they're now going to do that virtually where, you know, you're setting up a virtual scorecard or something where you can track that progress. So that's number one in terms of.
Can I ask a real technical or tactical thing there? Again, I'm not the technologist. All right. My understanding is that those businesses with on-premises technology versus cloud-based technology would have a lot harder time in that remote selling environment than those in the cloud. Is that fair?
That's completely fair. I think one of the things, and I was having this conversation actually with my neighbor. My neighbor, at a distance, of course.
Boy,
we were
you have exciting conversations with your neighbor, I can tell.
Well, no, you know, we were just chatting about how we were managing. You know, he was working from home, and he was saying how the first couple, you know, they've kind of gotten to a what we'll call a medium, you know, a place that works. But he was saying how most of the people in their office didn't have laptops. They, you know, used to go in the, you know, have PCs in the office, and they're all used to connecting the system in the office. And so when they all had to go home, people had to, you know, they were having to deploy some technologies that, you know, weren't exactly what I'd call scaling for this notion, which works out fine if you got like one or two people or three or maybe even four that, you know, you need to occasionally access your systems remotely. But if you've shifted where everybody in the organization now is suddenly having to access your information, your data, everybody from the CEO all the way down to, you know, inventory or warehouse workers, how do you do that if everybody's accessing those same systems remotely? And, you know, frankly, a lot of the systems weren't designed for that. And so, you know, the cloud systems obviously enable a big part of that where, whether it's your phone, your tablet, your Mac or your PC or whatever, you can access it without an issue. And I think we're starting to see a shift there where some of those systems might have been fine before because you only had a couple of people doing it, but now you got everybody doing it, and you got to be able to meet that challenge.
And to your point, it's not built for that. Yeah, I appreciate that. All right, super cool. Thanks. So you were going down before I interrupted that online, that remote selling. And it sounded like you had a couple other key observations.
Yeah, no. So that's one. Obviously, the on the adapting. This has forced every business to go online, you know, in some way, shape, or form. Now, not everyone has their their inventory necessarily online. So some of that has been even as simple as FaceTime meetings, you know, where they can show their inventory while they're waiting. To put up something else that's a little more scalable,
right?
And setting up those meetings. I think the other thing, you know, we talk a lot about this, Dirk, at the Unleash summits. Yep. This notion of you have to be this notion of how can distributors be a business partner to their customer?
Yep, absolutely.
And I think even more so now than ever before, that notion is even stronger, where distributors have to be, you know, they're able to leverage that knowledge, and people, frankly, are because there's so much misinformation out there, because there's so much, you know, having that trust of who they've talked to before, that loyalty is a big thing. However, it's forcing, of course, these suppliers to quickly pivot. They're having to change, you know, where they were like, oh, you know, I'll wait 2 or 3 years or even however long it is to get online. Now they're like, I got to do it tomorrow. If I don't, I'm not going to survive. And, you know, so that's one of the things we're seeing a quick adaptation in their market and in their model.
Interesting. Yeah. So are you also seeing that downstream, you know, down to the end users and the customers as well? You know, one of the things that we did some think tanks on digital transformation with some owners of distribution. And I was going through it this week, Ranga, and the word runway was used. You know, they said, oh, we can, yes, we digital transformation is important. We need to pivot our business model towards digital, but we have runway. Those were the words. We have runway because, you know what? Our contractors aren't there yet. Our customers aren't there yet. Our customers still do want us to come in with donuts. We have runway. I think that runway has morphed into a drag strip right now. Do you see the same thing? And you just talked about it at the supplier level, but do you see it at the consumer level as well?
Yeah, it's on both sides. It's on both sides where people, you know, that there's no other option, you know, in order to get product to service, you know, if you're a contractor and you need to still service things. I mean, you know, my, it's spring here in Chicago. We're starting, you know, the lawn is actually growing, and, you know, we're, our, our lawn guys coming out, right? You know, those contractors are, they need to get their supplies. So of course they're going to go to their distributor, right? And they may have gone into the shop before, but they've got to shift that now and they've got to change how they're doing that. And so, yeah, I think that the shift is happening on both levels where, it's forced that behavior on both sides.
Well said.
Whether or not, you know, I mean, it's just quickly moved that runway up.
It has. Agreed. So as you look at those businesses that you've been exposed to and watching and working with, Ranga, when you see those that are making the pivot better, more successful, easier, I don't know if that's the right word, than others, what are some of the common success denominators that you see in those businesses?
Well, I see they're combining all of the good that they've built up over the years and forcing themselves on the technology side with the other side. So I think as an example, I talked about this knowledge piece, Dirk. I think more and more people want they still want the knowledge that a lot of our distributor and suppliers have.
Yep.
They value that. They need that. They want that human connection. I think that's also important. So I think it's funny. It's driving them away from, say, you know, we talked a lot about this a couple of years ago, about, you know, or just even a year ago about Amazon Supply. I mean, the thing is, they might be able to get something from Amazon Supply, but there, people also crave that human connection. And the thing is, the companies that are providing still that human connection with providing the service that people want and need, those are the ones I think that are more successful right now.
Interesting. Does any distribution or otherwise come into your mind? Somebody who's really balancing that high digital connection with the high human connection? Anybody come to your mind?
There's been a lot of, I don't know if I can name any offhand that I can specifically quote,
sure.
But I was going to say it's what I find interesting is all these apparel companies. What I've been great actually is all these apparel companies, they've really changed where they've added, they're moving on now. They're making masks, they're making PPE, they're making, product, and then they're adding that to their, and what that's enabled them to do is enabled them to remain essential. And then but they sold the rest of their business as well. So I think that is, you know, so I don't want to name any specific companies in that example. You know, I've seen some of those examples in our customer base that, you know, I've seen some folks doing that where they're able to kind of make sure and maintain their existing business. Well, obviously it's not quite the same. It's not never going to be the same, but they can maintain, their business while also adding this, as well. I did want to, you know, the companies that were ahead of this, you know, Dirk on the supplier side,
yeah.
You know, their businesses are also exploding. You know, there's a company I read one of the companies that, we do business with. They sold this. I had to make sure I give this quote to you, Dirk, because it just totally blew my mind. They, it's a supplier, you know, the company in the Janssen space. So they sell all kinds of, products in that space.
Yep.
And they sold, you know, when this started, they sold, a year's worth of toilet paper in 3 days.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. And then obviously they're having trouble keeping up with,
right.
You know, kind of making sure they can stock that up. But yeah, really kind of amazing when you think about, cause they were ahead, they had it all online. They had an online presence in a business there that people could go to.
Ah, I see. There's the good lesson there. Right. And that's, you know, and that ties into the acceleration, right? I've heard, you know, the concept that, you know, a lot of the trends aren't going to disappear. They are going to accelerate. And so what you just said there is, we know digitization is there. We know e-commerce is there. We know, right, that our customers are going to want to get, you talked about the knowledge that distributors have. More and more, they're going to want to get that online. I think what this COVID-19 is doing is taking those trends and simply accelerating them. And it really is causing this, I believe, and this is I guess, a core belief that I have. I really believe that this is a moment in time that's going to force us in business to take digitization, I mean, really seriously, right? That there, that the runway has become a drag strip, and we have to absolutely find a way to commit to it. I have up on the wall this quote from John Chambers, former CEO of Cisco, and he says, it's time to reinvent the business or be left behind. I don't think that's platitudes. And he says, we have to use this moment to transition to digital because the trends are just accelerating.
I absolutely believe that. And I think that's what's interesting, Dirk, is none of this is necessarily, they're not new trends. I think that's the thing. It's just hastening things that we've all been talking about for a while now about moving the business online, but also bringing that bringing the business online does not mean taking away what has made distributors so great all these years, right? I think that's one thing that this has proven is, and you know, you haven't asked me yet, Dirk, but there's been a lot of, I was going to say, there's a lot of, yes, Amazon has become critical during this time period for a lot of people. But I think there's also a lot of pushback and blowback on Amazon as well. And a lot of people feel like, you know, that it's what they have. They got to do it, but they'd rather not necessarily give their business to Amazon if they can. So if there's another option out there, they will. And so I think, you know, the example here is, and we've had many of these conversations at these unleashes in the past, is how do I as a distributor bring some of what's great in my employees' heads and tie that with online to bring the best forward. And I think people are almost being forced, not almost, unfortunately, they are being forced to figure that out on the fly now. And I think what you'll see coming out of this, Dirk, is people looking at, okay, you know, that worked. This worked, so we're gonna, you know, make some changes. This didn't work. Okay, so we know that. So this, we got to do things differently. And so I think you're going to see is, I don't think you're going to see that digitization. I don't think you're going to see some of those trends go away. But what I think you'll see is, I didn't listen in all of Brandt's conversation, but I heard a lot about experimentation.
Right.
I think we're in a forced experiment right now where you have an opportunity to try different things and seeing what sticks and what's going to come out of that. And I've been involved in a number of conversations with, across different CFO communities, across the country. And some of those conversations, you know, there's obviously the discussions about cash flow and how do I make sure and get, business insurance and business continuity and some of those things. But the one that really struck me was this whole conversation around real estate and what are we going to do with our offices.
Yes.
And so what you're going to see is it's not even with this phased reopening of the country, what you're going to see is it's obviously it's phased. It's going to be months before everybody is open.
Yeah.
And you're going to see various shifts on that. But in that process, you're going to have to think about a phased return into offices as well. You know, just because the country or just because the state or county reopens doesn't mean everyone's going to suddenly go back in the office. You're going to maybe have, you know, a third of the people go back in the office or half or whatever it is. And as people figure that out, you know, when they're going to go in, I think you're going to have to mesh that with some of these different ways of how are we doing remote selling? How are we doing remote buying? How are we going to service our customers and do it effectively? Like, you know, I think you're going to see a lot of lessons learned out of this that people then can apply to how they can scale that up for the future.
Those are going to be the winners without question. Hey, we're starting to get up onto the clock here, Ranga, but if anybody has any questions for Ranga, please go ahead, put it in there and we'll get to it. So, Ranga, taking everything that we've been talking about and that you're seeing and thinking about, all the distributors out there are on different journeys, digital transformation journeys. Some are further along than others. That so I'll try to ask this question understanding that. But knowing that the trend towards digitization is accelerating, and let's say if I've been behind, let's use that as the baseline. Right? If I've been behind, where and how would you coach us to get started, you know, so that we can be a part of this acceleration rather than get passed by the acceleration?
You know, one of the things that we often talk about is this whole notion of a stairway approach to doing this.
Yep.
You got to put in place a foundation first and build upon that foundation. And part of that solid foundation is really getting your financials and inventory online first. I think that's first and foremost. And it has to be those two things tied together, because what we are seeing is if you don't have clear visibility into your business, first and foremost, and you can't make the agile changes you need to in order to move quickly. And you know, I think that you get your financials and inventory online first. Then that's the first pillar that, you know, if you have that solid foundation, you can build on that. And there's a lot you can build on top of that, you know, whether it's better enabling your remote sales force, better enabling, bettering your e-commerce channel, or having that e-commerce channel. But I think if you do any of these, if you do your e-commerce channel in isolation without thinking about that baseline, you don't know where you are in terms of inventory. You don't know where you are in terms am I going too far above my, in front of my skis? I think that's one of the big pieces there.
Okay, cool. Thank you. So the takeaway there is if we've been behind on this digital transformation, the first place to start is look at the financials and inventory that gives us the foundation for which we can then lead the rest of that digital transformation. Appreciate that. And then if somebody wants to learn about this stair, I keep screwing it up. Stairway. How can I find out about that, Ranga?
I mean, we've got most of this all on NetSuite. So netsuite.com is, the first place I'd go. You can actually just go to netsuite.com/wholesale-distribution. You know, we talk a lot about the stairway and what we have there, but, we have a number of resources at netsuite.com around this whole notion of business now, how we're helping people kind of manage their business right now, and how they can, we've been doing some similar conversations like you, Dirk, on with a lot of folks. It's been a lot of fun, actually.
It is, isn't it? So, and then real quick, as we wrap this up, you guys have pivoted, and you've got three new programs. Can you just real quick tell everybody about those three new programs? Business Now is one of them, right?
Business Now is one of them. Yeah. So we've been doing this whole program Noon with NetSuite, which has actually just been fun. We've got a number of customers, folks like School of Rock or the Creativity Foundation or Dog is Good, and they've been doing these fun events where people can just go. You get an hour and you get some entertainment.
Yep.
We've been doing this whole Business Now series, which is all about the series of about how different business leaders are going after this and pivoting their businesses and changing them and really managing through what's going on right now. Yep. And then we've been doing some new series around just the fundamentals. We call it Suite Fundamentals, and it's really down into the product, but things like how do you do revenue recognition, or how do you do multidimensional accounting? I mean, it gets fairly geeky, but that's what people want right now. And they're at home and they while they're working remote, it's a good time to do that learning.
You bet, Ranga. I love it. I think you've heard me tell the story on March 13th when I decided to pivot. You know, Bethany on my team and I, we decided four things: that we wanted to go out and hug the industry, we wanted to provide inspiration, insight, and connectedness. And it sounds like your Business Now and the other two, with the fundamentals and how do you manage through it, you're really doing the same thing, right? And I think that's a good lesson for everybody on here, right? Our world, our society, our customers, I think we all need to be hugged. We need to be inspired. We need insight of how we're going to get through this. And we're all longing for connectedness. And I know you guys are doing all that as well at NetSuite.
Thanks for listening. Continue your shift to tomorrow by visiting us at unleashwd.com to access free resources, including additional podcasts, white papers, webinars, and our weekly newsletter, Unleash Your Week. If you enjoyed today's episode, we'd also appreciate you reviewing our show with a 5-star review in the Apple Podcast app. Until next time, keep your eyes on the horizon, keep innovating, and shift to tomorrow.